DW.
Mud Lake is just one of Ottawa's many urban, forested green spaces. It borders a residential area. It's also where black-legged ticks have been found, according to Dr. Manisha Kulkarni, a medical entomologist. She's leading a team which is assessing the emergence of ticks in the city. They were found at 70% of 24 surveyed sites. An alarming 1 in 3 ticks carried Lyme disease, which is caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria and is transmitted to humans through the bite of the tick. Ottawa's tick situation is worse than previously thought, says Dr. Kulkarni.
We weren't necessarily expecting to see tick populations that were established around so many residential areas in the city of Ottawa.
In 2012, Canadian researchers predicted that 80% of Canadians in eastern Canada, or 2/3 of the entire Canadian population, would be living in black-legged tick habitat by 2020. With the exception of a small pocket in southern Ontario, the tick was virtually unknown as recently as the mid-2000s. Dr. Kulkarni has combated vector-borne illnesses like malaria in Tanzania and Zika in Latin America, but fighting an emerging threat at home, she says, feels different.
We hike in these forests, you know, we're on these trails, so it has even more relevance. So for me, it's been a really eye-opening experience.
But Kulkarni says that scientists warned us this would happen a decade ago. In June 2009, the Canadian Medical Association Journal reported rather prophetically, the risk of exposure to Lyme disease is emerging in Canada because the range of Ixodes scapularis, the deer tick, is expanding, a process that is predicted to accelerate with climate change.
Well, we know that they're very temperature sensitive.
Kulkarni explains how climate change has vastly increased the northern expansion of the ticks.
At about 2,800 degree days above zero is a threshold, and we can have reproducing tick populations.
In April, Canadian government scientists revealed that Canada is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet. With Canada's vast green spaces, hosts like chipmunks, deer, and us human beings present ideal habitat for newly arrived ticks. Kulkarni explains how ticks infect humans and animals with Lyme disease.
It's called questing when they climb up to the top of a blade of grass or a leaf, and they actually put their forelegs in the air and they sense the host with heat and carbon dioxide the same way other insects and mosquitoes, other arachnids and arthropods are able to do, and they just grab hold to clothing or an animal's hair, and they're able to make their way in to bite.
At the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, infectious disease specialist Dr. Jason Brophy recently co-authored a study on the emergence of Lyme disease in Ottawa. He says the number of cases has jumped from virtually none to nearly 200, with a slight drop in 2018. Canadians will have to take precautions when headed into the outdoors if they want to avoid contracting the potentially life-disrupting disease.
Wear insecticides, wear long, light-colored pants and socks, avoid walking through long grass. And ticks tend to love being in warm places, so on the scalp and in the armpits and the groins. Have someone look at your back, or if you have kids, look at their back.
He says that Canadians will have to adapt, much the way people have wherever there are vector-borne illnesses.
If you're walking around in rice paddies in Southeast Asia, you could get Japanese encephalitis. If you're walking in the forest in Africa or the savanna plains, you could get malaria.
Well, it's terrifying, honestly.
Jenny Willis is a former U.S. Army spokeswoman. Her family has had more than one frightening encounter with black-legged ticks. Her husband, Andrew, a Canadian diplomat, fell ill after returning from a camping trip in the United States, where the family was posted, and where Lyme disease is endemic.
I thought, oh, well, maybe this is a summer flu, because that's not unheard of. He was lethargic, he had a fever, kind of malaise, he had some aches, he just really was off.
2 weeks later, age 38 and otherwise fit, Andrew went into cardiac arrest and nearly died at the Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, where he was diagnosed with Lyme carditis.
The Lyme bacteria had set up camp in his heart, keeping it from working properly.
Jenny hoped that moving to Canada meant leaving the threat of Lyme disease behind in the U.S. She shows me a picture of a bite on her daughter Grace's arm. She's just 2 years old.
At first we thought it was a mosquito bite because it was red, and you know, this is mosquito season. And then it took on a ring appearance. I knew that that's the telltale sign of Lyme disease rash.
Again, there was no sign of a tick, and Grace hadn't been in any forests or tall grasses. If caught early, antibiotics are used to treat Lyme disease, but diagnosis can be tricky. Up to 30% of people infected do not get that telltale bullseye-shaped rash, the erythema migrans. A blood test may not reveal any sign of Lyme for up to 2 months after infection. Lyme is known as the great imitator. The symptoms can be flu-like, but they can resemble other illnesses. Dr. Kulkarni warns there is worse to come.
Climate change doesn't just mean more heat waves. It means infectious diseases are going to be coming in new places and new environments, and faster than we thought they were going to be coming.
For DW, I'm Shan Griffiths in Ottawa.
DW.